All right. Welcome, everyone, to the Identity Implementers Working Group call for October 6th, 2022. Thanks for joining us today. Today, we'll go over working group status updates, and it'll be a shorter meeting today with no presentation. As usual, this is a Linux Foundation call, so we are following the antitrust policy. And this is also a Hyperledger call, so we are following the Hyperledger Code of Conduct. And both of these are linked here for more information. Let's see, the call is of course being recorded and I will post it on the meeting page later today. And I will send out this meeting page so that you can put your name down under attendees. And would anybody like to introduce themselves? Pavel, have we had you on the call before? All right, well, welcome, Pavel. Thanks for joining us. Moving on to announcements. Oh, great. Cool. Well, welcome. We're glad you're here. Let's see, in terms of announcements, we have a DIFF interoperability survey that's linked right here. This is from the DIFF interoperability group, which is resuming regular meetings, and they want to support interoperability activity and will begin testing this fall and winter. So please go ahead and fill that out and also distribute it if you're willing. Another announcement, registration is open for the Internet Identity Workshop 2022B that is linked here. And then lastly, there's a proposal to make a non-creds a Hyperledger project, and the proposal is linked there and review is requested. Any other announcements that anybody wants to make? All right, we can go on to working group updates. Let's see, in the Indie Contributors call last week, it was a shorter call with Stephen Curran at RWAT, so we mainly talked about the mixed node problem where different versions of Python sort a list differently, resulting in a different hash. There's a PR solving the problem that has received feedback, and feedback has been addressed. So that is making great progress. Aries working group, anybody attend that meeting who'd like to report? Let's see, so there were RWAT, RWOT updates from Stephen Curran, and mainly on holder binding, OCA, overlay capture architecture, AnonCreds and rich chat. And then there's also a PR open with OCA for Aries, and there's a link to the presentation for the for an OCA presentation. Let's see, the Aries bifold user group. Anybody involved in that one? So they have been talking about biometrics implementation. It sounds like this is mostly done, but still work in progress. A React Native upgrade, proof proposals, and OCA work progress. In the Aries Cloud Agent Python user group, there will be a 0.7.5 patch release, also discussed AnonCreds updates and likely paths forward, and then some PR discussion and issue discussion. All right, Aries Framework Go. They have posted some work updates. Let's see, WebAssembly issues. There, and the link to the meeting page is there if you'd like to learn more. Aries Framework JavaScript. Anybody involved in this group that would like to report? They discussed DIDCOM v2, Docker container / image environments, abstracting the storage / data layer into a well-defined interface. Let's see. And then lastly, Hyperledger Ursa. It sounds like they're based on recent messages on the Discord that they're meeting regularly again, but perhaps I have the wrong meeting page here, because I haven't been able to see meeting notes about specifically what they've been doing, but I do know that work is happening there. And if anybody knows anything else, feel free to jump in. All right, moving on to the Trust Over IP Foundation. Looks like the all members meeting steering committee, we have met more recently and reported on their recent meetings. Same with the communications committee. But let's see, in the governance stack, anybody involved in that one who'd like to jump in?
I'm in the governance stack. I believe there's a meeting today. I could be wrong on that. Yes, there's a meeting today coming up in a few hours. I wasn't at the last one, so I can't really report on that, but we are still, we have the governance architecture task force, but we're still moving forward with a bit of a new structure for the governance documentation. So stay tuned still for that.
Cool. Yeah. Great. Thank you for that update.
I missed the task force meeting yesterday, unfortunately, but maybe we'll get a better update today.
Yeah. Sounds good. Thank you. All right, the Technology Stack Working Group. Let's see, looks like they mainly had task force reports from the Trust Registry and all the task force listed and linked there, along with a process and working group updates, and then X509 and did intro and deep dive as well. Let's see. Utility Foundry Group. I think we've heard updates in previous meetings from Lynn. And it looks like their last meeting was in June. Let's see. And then the Ecosystem Foundry Group. Anybody involved in this one who'd like to report? So it looks like they had a presentation and talked about Trinzic's open source implementation of Trust Registry with ESSIF Lab. And then concepts and terminology, I believe we've met more recently than them. Are there any other TOIP updates that anybody would like to give? All right, moving on to the DIF DIDCOM working group. I attended the most recent meeting this past week. We heard RWAT updates and talked about making some shifts to the working group and the schedule. So it was decided to keep the same time slot each week, but have the DIDCOM working group meetings only every fourth week. The other 3 weeks will be the DIDCOM user group meetings. So this will replace the unsync style that they have previously used. That was mainly what we talked about in that meeting. In the users group, again, they're moving from unsync to sync at the same time as the working group, just with alternating days. And then the DIF interoperability group, as we mentioned earlier during announcements, this group will be meeting again regularly. They were joined by the CTO of CHECT for a talk on decoupling anoncreds from Hyperledger Indy and creating extensible resources on Ledger with DID URLs. And of course, there's the interoperability survey as well that they're putting out to the community. All right. Does anybody have any sovereign working group updates? All right, and in the W3C standard, there is the DID working group. I don't believe they have met recently, as far as I can tell from meeting pages. And then the CCG group has recently had their verifiable credentials API call and traceability call. So that's all I have in terms of working group updates. Does anybody have any other working groups or progress updates or announcements they'd like to give? All right, definitely a shorter meeting today. Hi, Sam, I saw you just jumped in. We are just finishing up shorter meeting with no speaker today. But yes, does anybody have anything else they'd like to say to the group? All right. Well, thank you all for joining. Get some to 45 minutes back. So we'll see you all in 2 weeks.
Hey, Char, one thing if you don't mind.
Yeah, go for it.
So the DIDCOM working group at the DIF is dialing back our meeting schedule given our success in producing version 2. We're replacing 3 of those meetings a month with user group meetings that has previously happened just on chat. And so same time, different Zoom room, and the users group is open to all without DIF membership or any association or any IPR, anything. And so if you're interested in that, please reach out and I can help you get connected. That's all.
Great. Thank you so much for saying that. And let's see, is the Zoom link, let's see, I'm seeing that posted on the DIDCOM user group on the DIF Discord.
DIF Discord, and there's not a lot on the DIF Discord. They experimented with it. Our user group was one of the first things to actually happen there. So but yes, there is a Zoom link present. And that will be the 2nd, 3rd, and 4th Mondays of the month. The first one being still the spec working group.
Okay, great. Thanks for that update. And Kyle, did you have anything you wanted to say?
No, I was just saying thank you.
Okay, great. Yeah. And Lynn, I saw you jumped in the meeting as well. We're just about to head off since it's a shorter meeting without a speaker today, but if there's anything you wanted to give an update on in this meeting, feel free to jump in.
I don't have any updates. The committee that I'm in charge of, the Utility Foundry Working Group, has not been having meetings, and so we just changed our meeting time to try and get more people to come, and that's all I have.
Okay, great. What's the new meeting time?
It's going to be on the same day, but 3 hours later. So the every other Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific. It's updated on the calendar, the DOI calendar. So
great. Thank you. And I will make a note of that on our meeting page as well. Great. Well, anything else that anybody wanted to say? Well, thanks again all for joining, and we'll see you all in 2 weeks.